With agenda item three already having been heard, that takes us next to agenda item four. Agenda item four is PR 2022-006960. Consists of various applications, VAC 2025-0050, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, and 59. All of those are requests for vacations. Firstly, of a 10-foot underground public utility easement, next of a 15 by 35 public utility easement, next of a private common access blanket easement, next of a private cross parking blanket easement, next of a private joint access easement, next of a public sidewalk easement, next of an underground public utility easement, next of a 10-foot public utility easement, next of a 10-foot public utility easement, and lastly of a reciprocal common access easement. All these requests are submitted by Tim Aldrich as agent for the City of Albuquerque, which requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots, tracts E2A1, Jean Dale Edition Unit A1, which is zoned MXH, and this is located at 2121 Indiana Street Northeast. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, Tim Aldrich here.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Would you please state that your mailing address for the record?
Aldrich Land Surveying, P.O. Box 30701, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87190.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead. Please present the project.
As mentioned, this is Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. I'm agent for City of Albuquerque, for Nucenda Corporation, and for Palindrome Properties Group. We have a project. This is in the Uptown area. This project is fairly complex, and we are going to be building some underground parking, some multifamily homes, shops, and a new transit center for the city. This area is presently the existing transit center. All the required infrastructure, buildings, etc., are going to require that the entire north area of this block is demolished. Everything will be removed, and hence we need the existing easements within this area vacated. I set up a prior to even doing this submittal, I set up a meeting with our team, which is Isaacson Arfman doing the civil engineering, Decker doing all the architectural work, Palindrome, which are the project managers, and all the dry utility companies to work through the details of removal and relocation of all the existing dry utilities within the highlighted area. We worked with them and along with Decker and Isaac Starfman, and we obtained, after their agreements to do these removals and relocations, they were willing to sign our plat and agree to the vacation of their easements. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Well, I'll go ahead and call for public comment now, and then if there is any, you'll have the chance to respond. And so again, for everyone in attendance, this is agenda item four. It's a request for multiple vacations of easement. And this is at 2121 Indiana Street Northeast. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. I'm scrolling through the participants and I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item four. Last call for public comment on agenda item four. Okay, Mr. Aldrich, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, and so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. If you'd please raise your right hand, sir, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
So I'll start with all the vacations. So a blanket comment, we'd have no objection to any of the vacations. For the plat, please coordinate with 811 to locate the water and sewer around the site. I believe there's our records show that there's potentially water along the southbound boundary, potentially within the property. And then
Mr.
at the
Gutierrez, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but maybe we should hear both of these cases together. I just called four, which, and I'm just thinking about the record in the event there's an appeal, since technically I just called agenda item four.
My bad, my mistake.
That's okay. Would there be any objection from anyone present if we heard four and five together? Does staff have any problem with that?
No, sir, not at all.
Okay, let's do this then. I'm going to revise the preamble to the hearing. I'm just going to read out agenda item five as well, and then ask for public comment on that. And let's hear them together. Mr. Aldrich, any problem with that?
No, sir, I would prefer that. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, good idea, Mr. Gutierrez. Let's be efficient about it. And so I've already read out the caption for agenda item four. We're going to hear agenda item five in conjunction with that. Agenda item five is PR 2022-006960, minor plat 2025-00059. That's a request for minor preliminary final plat submitted by Tim Aldrich as agent for the City of Albuquerque, which requests this action for all or a portion of E2A1 Jeanedale Edition Unit 1A, which is zoned RMH and located at 212 and Indiana Street, located at Uptown Boulevard on the north, Indian School Road on the south, Indiana Street on the east, and America's Parkway on the west, and containing approximately 2.9309 acres. I'll just note for the record, Mr. Aldrich has already been sworn in. And Mr. Aldrich, did you have anything that you'd like to add specifically on the plat?
Let's see. No, not really. I will probably have a comment after Mr. Gutierrez makes his comments.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's do this then. Let's see if there's anyone that wanted to provide public comment on agenda item five, just in case, because I'd asked only for agenda item four. So, again, for everyone in attendance, if you'd like to provide public comment on agenda items four or five, please raise your hand. I'm scrolling through the participants and I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Again, I'm calling for public comment on agenda items four and five. Last call for public comment on agenda items four and five. Okay, Mr. Aldrich, no public comment. And Mr. Gutierrez, let's go back to you, sir, please, if you'd pick up where you left off with the plat.
Yes. So just to reiterate, no objection to the any of the vacations. On the plat, I'm just requesting for plat comments. I'm requesting that you coordinate with 811 to get a field survey, line spots for the water and sewer. There are water and water lines along the north boundary and south boundary that can potentially be very close or within the property based on our records. Just need to confirm that's the case or not the case. If so, we might need additional easements, but that'll be part of the plat when you do come in. We'll just need to see those easements on there or potentially relocate lines if necessary. So we can coordinate outside this meeting on those details, or if you have questions, let me know. If there are easements that'll be granted, I've provided in my comments the note that we'll need on the plat. And if that goes forward now, I can put that in the conditions. Thank you.
Mr. Gutierrez, Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Survey. Just for information for you, the site, we already did have 811. It's all been marked and everything's been located through the use of those line markings along with city as-built surveys and so we've done all that and presently I believe Ian Anderson from Isaacs and Arfman has prepared the real plans. I think they're preliminary right now for the relocation of all the
The
any
northern.
the northern area for the water lines in those areas for the project. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Gutierrez, any comment to that or response?
Yeah, David with Water Authority. I would like so with those line locations, did you guys spot any of the lines crossing the property? If so, with this plat, it would have to be a condition that those are relocated prior and that have to be on an infrastructure list if that's the case. So I don't know how to move forward with that. If they are spotted on there and you're relocating them, they'll have to be on an infrastructure list. And I'm not sure how the city will manage that part of it, if it moves it to some other type of plat
Let's go to
application.
Anthony Montoya. I see with her with her hand raised. Would you please state your full name?
This is Anthony Montoya with
Thank you.
planning.
And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
The infrastructure list is tied to the site plan, which will be heard through DFT later on. So I just want to bring that. And this is a minor plat, so but they do not have infrastructure tied to this plat.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Gutierrez, this is Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. I don't believe in our investigation that we had any water authority lines crossing the property. Everything, I believe, was in the street areas. I'm like 90% positive of that. But as Ms. Montoya said, the site plan, everything is tied to that for all the relocations. But if any easements are needed, we will add that note to the plat.
Okay, so I can move forward with the understanding that lines will either be relocated or an easement granted. And if you guys are okay with that, I'm okay putting that in the conditions. Is that okay with you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. I'll look for that condition in the chat. Thank you. Okay, excuse me. That takes us next to hydrology, Mr. T. Quan Chin. If you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer's stamp data of September 15th, 2025. Hydrology has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Next up is transportation, Mr. Ernest Arrigo. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection to any of the vacations or the plot.
Thank you, Mr. Arrigo. Next up is code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob Boylan. I will be.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code enforcement has no objections and no comments to either the plat or the vacations.
Thank you. And that takes us to Parks and Recreation. Who'll be delivering those?
This is Anthony Montoya, sir.
Thank you. Since you've already been sworn in, go right ahead.
So, Parks and Recreation has no objections to the requested actions of the vacations nor the plat.
Thank you. And that takes us to the planning department comments. We'll be delivering those.
It's Anthony Montoya, sir.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Let's see. The only comments I have are pertaining to the platting action. So the signatures of the owners are not currently on the plat, and they will be required prior to DFT staff signing the plat. If these vacations are approved, please place all vacation numbers on the plat as well. And I just want to verify for the record that the infrastructure list is being tied to the site plan and not the plat. And just place DHO approval dates on the final plat as well. And that is it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anything else that you'd like to add, Mr. Aldrich?
No, I would just like to have my appreciation for all the members of the DHO hearing that are present today. Thank you for all the hard work, especially Ms. Montoya. Thank you for all the help and discussion that we had on this project. Appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Okay, so I'm just looking at the chat. I see one of the proposed conditions here from the Water Authority, and then I think we're waiting on a couple from planning. And so meanwhile, I'll just go ahead and start reading out the project numbers because it's going to take a little bit. So again, for everyone here, these are agenda items 4 and 5 being heard together. They're ready for decision. And those matters are PR 2022-006960, which consists of VAC 2025-00050-51-52-53-54-55-56-57-58-59, as well as PR 2022-006960, which consists of minor plat 2025-00059. And I'm first going to rule on the request for vacation of easement. And I'm going to find that all of those requests are approved because there is a net benefit to the public welfare because the development made possible by the vacation is clearly more beneficial to the public welfare than the minor detriment resulting from any vacation. There's no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is being abridged against the will of the owner of that right. And as to the plat application, bear with me 1 second. I hereby approve said item and project and application numbers with the associated vacations because the application meets. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's see. I'm going to Mr. Robert Webb has hand raised.
I apologize. This is Robert Webb with planning. Did we need the applicant to review the justification criteria for the vacations? Just for on the record?
Mr. Webb? Oh,
Yes,
I'm
sir.
sorry.
Mr. Aldrich. Oh, did you say something, Mr. Aldrich?
I'll wait for Mr. Webb's the rest of his comments. Sorry.
That was it. I just wanted to verify if we needed the review on the record of the justification criteria from the letter that the applicant submitted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, could you do a screen share? I can't seem to pull that up. Thank you. Very good. Let's see, can we scroll down, please? And let's see, I don't recall that we necessarily need to read all of this into the record. It is in the evidence. I think. So, Mr. Aldrich, you submitted a justification based on both criterion of 6-6. Let me just make sure I'm citing the right criteria here. 6-6-M3, which actually I believe it requires only one be met, either A or B. And I had previously stated that I found that under B it was meted with it was met, sorry. But you also justified it under A, and so I think that we could find that it is justified under both A and B. And A is the requirement that the public welfare does not require that the easement private way or public right of way be retained. And I'll just say that it is for the factual reasons set forth in the justification letter in the record. Does
Thank
that
you,
make
sir.
sense to everybody?
Yes, sir.
Any questions? Oh, good. Thank you. All right. Very good. Very good clarification. Thank you, Mr. Webb. Let's go back to the ruling on the plat. And the plat is approved with the associated vacations because the and again, this is for the said item project and application number, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. And those conditions are first from the Water Authority that a survey exhibit must be provided showing any existing line locations for public water and public sanitary sewer infrastructure to either show that there is no infrastructure within the site or if new easements need to be granted for any public water and or public sanitary sewer infrastructure that is within the site or relocation of the infrastructure of said infrastructure as necessary. And then next, the signatures of the owners will need to be placed on the plat prior to DFT staff signing the plat.
Yes, sir, Mr. Announcer.
Yes, Mr. Webb.
And that second portion about the recorded final plat within 3 months, that does not have to be a condition of approval necessarily, just the first section that you just read.
Okay, very good. Thank you. What about, let's see, the vacation numbers on the plat and the DHO approval? That is a condition.
Yes.
And then the third item here is just an informational item for the applicants that the applicant shall record the final plat with Bernalillo County Clerk within 3 months and provide a digital copy of that. So
Yes, sir. Thank you.
thank you. Any questions from anybody? Glad we're
Okay.
able to address those both together. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
That concludes agenda items 4 and 5. Also concludes the hearing for today, November 19th, 2025. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Appreciate it.